man, I'm ready. 720 WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. You hear that music, and I think this year, for a bunch of different reasons, it is, wow, it's great to hear, and excited to have on the line the man of many hours here. He's, of course, Bears legend, NFL Hall of Famer, headliner for our hit show, Hamp and OB, and, of course, headliner for Mongo's Hall Ball coming up in Canton to support Steve and fight for ALS. We've got the one and only Dan Hampton. Dan, welcome to WGN.
Hey, good afternoon. I will tell you that, it's the first time I've heard the air, the team in a long time. And, man, did it sound good, and they're exactly right. It is it's a time to get excited. We got some new toys that we probably have never seen in a Chicago Bears uniform before.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to tell you, Dan, when the theme song came on, it did feel like, oh, wow, this is really cool, setting the stage. And you mentioned, before we get into some of the events in Canton, yeah, I mean, there's always optimism and excitement for every Bears season, and people, look towards the positives and are trying to be, enthusiastic. But there just seems to be, like, more excitement and maybe more well-founded excitement this year, with the draft picks and the receiving core and the defense. As a guy who does this all day, every day, is this as excited as you've been in a number of years?
Well, I will be the first one to confess that I was hoping for the best with the Jay Cutler era, and I was so excited. And obviously, we know how that turned out, not so good. And so, yeah, it's been, 12, 15 years since I've had this level of anticipation. But there's a lot of reasons. The way the team played at the end of last season, obviously getting a quarterback of the stature of Caleb Williams. Guys, think about this. There's 32 teams in the NFL. We've been around the longest. But we don't have one guy that's thrown for 4,000 yards in a season or 30 touchdowns. Everybody else, Tampa Bay. I mean, all the nobodies. We got it. We've never seen it. So this could be the beginning of a brand new era.
Excitement for sure, and enthusiasm. One of the things that was so great about your team, the legendary 85 Bears, was it was a collection of amazing, not only players, but personalities. And don't you feel there's just kind of a fun vibe with this team? We hope that it transcends to success on the field, but this is going to be a fun team to watch.
It will be. And again, obviously, when you have a guy, like Walter Payton, who is, a movie star personality, it's all the guys that we played with on defense. That's great. Now this team, they can't expect to become that type of personality overnight. They've got to go out there and do it. And how do you do it? By being successful and finding ways to win ball games. And if they do, my goodness, it'll be just wonderful to embrace that whole new era.
Even though people love you and OB, obviously vent your frustrations, it is one of the great things that people love about it. But people are still hoping that there may be more just happiness, right? Just more peaceful happiness as the Bears go out there and win some games. Let's talk a little bit about the happiness that's going to be coming up in Canton. Of course, you as a Hall of Famer, you have been there. Many of your teammates are there as well. And to have one of those great personalities and certainly one of those great players from the 85 Bears, your teammate, your bandmate as well, Steve McMichael, finally getting that ultimate honor in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I went by to see him a couple of days ago when I was telling him all about the, the excitement, the anticipation, and obviously, it's so sad that he is not able to participate in it. Anyone else could. But all that being said, we're still finding ways to make a positive intent. And he's one of those guys that obviously this has been a long time coming. 14 years in the NFL. 8 years in the WWF, 15 years in the Chicago Six, he made it. And I told him, I said, what a journey, what a warrior. And obviously it means a great deal to him.
In this team specifically, the way that you guys have, and all teams, I think, in NFL locker rooms, people talk about a brotherhood, but you guys have stayed together in so much. And Dan shared that support that he's had. So many of his teammates, your teammates, have come and visited and supported and will be on hand in Canton for Mongo's Hall Ball.
It'll be great, and it'll be great to see all of them, each and every one. And you know, one of the songs I wrote, it's called it's The Baddest Team Alive. And the last line is, looking back through all the years, a single fact remains. We always played like brothers, and you'll never break the chain. And that's the way it's been. Ever since he fell ill, we've all kind of guided him, circled him, and did what we could to, you know, at the very least, try and, you know, keep his spirits up, because this is a very insidious, horrible disease that he's fighting.
One of the things that's going to be happening there, and it's been one of the ways that you guys have stayed together and shared just the excitement and passion, is through the Chicago Six. And you guys, you and Otis, are going to be performing live at this event as well. For those people that haven't seen you guys or are excited to come out and see you, what are they going to experience when you're out there?
Well, the band's been around in some form or fashion for almost 30 years. Walter Payton was the original drummer. Dave Durson was a part of it. Three hockey greats. And then this latest group was, and we all had kind of like our lane, a bunch of parodies, and we're going to have a huge big screen video tribute to Mongo, showing what he was able to, you know, do in the band and a lot of his greatest hits, if you will. And, some of the parodies that we had were just hysterical, like, all in all, it's just another dick that call. And, you know, other songs like that. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of rock and roll good times.
Yeah, there's going to be, the Hall of Fame is always a great... Oh, go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, Dane. By the way, I love your name. It's just got one too many letters. Anyway, the band, we will perform at the Starr County Fairgrounds. It's a mile away from the Hall of Fame. And you buy a ticket. It's got, all-you-can-eat buffet and drinks. And then the band plays from 8 to 9:30. We're going to have special guests. Our Jim Belushi, I think Richard Dent and Jim McMahon, a bunch of other guys that we play with, will be a part of it. And we hope to get them on the stage. We do a rendition of the Super Bowl Shuffle. And I know what you're saying. Why do we have to hear that again? But it's kind of fun. And we'll look forward to getting them up with us.
Oh, no. We want to hear it as many times as we can. And if it can be combined with the hope for new Bears success, I think that will be great. And if you can inspire that, as well as raising awareness, of course, celebrating Steve at the same time. So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Tailgreeter.com has got all the tickets. You can see Dan. You can see the band. You can see all of those other Bears players. If Bears fans ever wanted to make a trip to Canton, this is the year to do it. You got them in the game. You have so many great players going there. And, of course, one of the greatest of all time being inducted. So, Dan Hampton, I'll let you get back to it. I know. I think you're like are you at a tractor pull or something? You're doing something exciting.
I'm driving there as we speak in the heart of Americana. It is down in a little town called Loda, just north of Champaign. And it's my son and I, we love going to them.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And so many fans are going to enjoy Canton and that Hall of Fame weekend with you next week. And hopefully we'll see you out there as well. Thanks, Dan. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Go Bears. Thank you.